Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. One of the first words that young children seem to learn after they learn mom and dad is mine. Kids learn the word mine very quickly. It's a curiosity of our developmental psychology, but I think that this word is the core of what Jesus is trying to tell us today. That if we want to be radically committed to Jesus, that mine maybe won't be part of our category of words we can use. Today we have a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful." Jesus lays out a pretty tough standard. These are the men and women that are following him. He says at the beginning that he's talking to his disciples. Now, maybe you consider yourself a disciple of the Lord. Maybe you wouldn't. But either way, these lessons are good for us to hear. Jesus, talking to his disciples, lays out a way to live life. Right? He shares simple concepts that it's easy to be nice to those who are nice to you. It's easy to be generous to those who you know will repay you back in some sort. It's easy to love those who love you. But as Christians, we're not called to easy lives. As Catholics, we're not called to live the path of least resistance. We're called to live a life of love, of sacrificial, outpouring, overflowing love. And we're called to give away everything. And now, maybe this doesn't mean giving away all of your earthly possessions, or maybe it does. But what it especially calls us to is the opportunity to give away claims to offense. He hurt me, so I deserve this. She said this to me, which means that I get to talk behind her back. No, Jesus tells us that when you're struck on your left cheek, offer your right. When someone tries to extort your cloak out of you, give them your tunic as well. When someone tries to offend you, don't let yourself be offended. Jesus wants to share with us that what is ours is not really ours, but our Heavenly Father has given it to us. And when we recognize that, when we recognize that all of the good things in our lives that are given to us, whether our possessions or our good reputation or the loving relationships around us, they're all gifts from our Father, gifts from a good God who is merciful to us who did not deserve his mercy. When we understand that, when we have that shift of our mindset, that paradigm switch, we can be merciful with those around us. We can love those around us, even when they're not merciful and loving to us. Because brothers and sisters, that is where we find fulfillment. That is where we encounter Jesus in the everyday moments of our lives. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the program's events that are offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.